Mother's Day is on the way, and 95.3 Gorilla loves your mom so much, we want to get that girl paid.
This year, the Gorilla is celebrating your mom with cold, hard cash.
Listen to Ryan on the Morning Show this week at 7:30 a.m. to nominate a mom live on the radio.
It's the Mom Noms on 95.3 Gorilla. You can nominate any mom you love. Your mother, wife, daughter, anyone who's a great mom.
We'll get her on the phone and drop $500 on that mother.
It's the Mom Noms from the only station showering your mom with money this year.
95.3 Gorilla.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
It's Monday.
Good morning.
Wrong again.
I am not a morning person.
I hate mornings.
Let's get to work.
I hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
No, I'm not crazy about them either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's time for...
What is it?
Showtime. Showtime. Happy music, money, money, Monday. Money, 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 Monday. Yes, we have a ton of money on Gorilla for you. The Banana Bank will be back soon. Going to be back soon, but this week we're doing the Mom Noms because Sunday coming up is Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day is on the way, so all week this week on the morning show, right around 7:30, you're going to have a chance to nominate your mom, any mom in your life. It could be your mom, your stepmom, your aunt, your grandmother, your daughter if she's a mom, your wife if she's the mom to your kids or your girlfriend, anybody, doesn't matter. Anybody who's a mom, you can nominate them. And by the way, this is a mom to human children, not your fur baby mom. This is like mom to human kids. Can nominate them for $500 all week long this week on Gorilla. It's the Mom Noms every weekday this week at 7:30 on the morning show. Full deets at 95.3Gorilla.com.
95.3 Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
So it's hard to believe, but a third of the year is already done. Yeah, we're now into the fifth month of 2026. That means 4 months have now completed. And I want to know, how do you think the year's going so far? I think it's time for a nice little check-in right here. You know, it's a good time to do this. Third of the way through 2026, one trimester is done. How would you describe 2026? Like, if you had to maybe pick one word or one sentence, how would you describe the year so far? Matter of fact, we actually have some national data to answer this question. Yeah, there was a new nationwide survey just a few days ago, and I'll tell you what the top word was that was used to describe the year. But first, I want to know what you think. How would you describe 2026 so far?
I would say insane is the best word to describe 2026 so far.
I feel like that's actually a sane description for this year. What kind of insanity are you dealing with?
Between what's going on in the world and the stuff I have to deal with in my personal life.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely insane.
Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy year. I will agree with you there. That was Darren. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you calling in. Who's next? How would you describe 2026 so far? Next is Katie. Katie, you're on the air.
Mine is whiplash. Every week it's like new trend, new crisis, new personality. I just can't keep up.
I know. I totally agree with this one, too. So how do you deal with it?
I just sit down and accept whatever happens next.
Aw. Well, you know what? We're always going to be here for you. We're always that stable rock in your life. With all the amazing tunes on the radio. Okay, so the actual answer, though, nationwide, the most frequent answer to this question, if you had to use one word to describe 2026 so far, most Americans use the word stressful. That was the word that came up the most often. So here's to hoping that the rest of the year is a little less stressful, a little less crazy, a little less insane. How about that?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Big money for The Devil Wears Prada 2. It exceeded expectations by earning $77 million domestically during its debut weekend this weekend, significantly surpassing the original film's $27.5 million domestic launch all the way back 20 years ago in 2006. Today, Monday, May 4th, is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Uh-huh, yeah, that started all the way back in 1977, and we're still celebrating Star Wars. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, raising some eyebrows, admitting that he lied about the whole beer and whiskey warm-up thing, that legendary warm-up routine. Yeah, he admitted that, no, that's kind of not true.
I don't do vocal warm-ups. I've said this before in the press. I'm like, no, I just drink a couple of beers, and I, you know, shot of whiskey. It's all a lie.
It's all a lie. What else are you lying to us about, Dave? What else? Casey Musgraves is going viral wearing an armadillo suit. to promote her new album. This is a true story.
Do you guys have the new Kacey Musgraves album? I don't recognize that name. Okay, thank you.
That's actually hilarious. Yeah, Kacey Musgraves went to Walmart, Barnes & Noble, a Target, and a couple other stores. She was wearing an armadillo suit. She was disguised in this big armadillo costume, asking if anybody had the new Kacey Musgraves album. And the answers that she got were kind of humbling, like, I don't know who that is. That's funny. And Olivia Rodrigo was the musical guest on SNL this past weekend. She did a parody of her song Driver's License. This was really kind of funny.
Got my real ID last week. Showed up at the DMV. Sat there waiting 14 hours with 9 forms to prove it's me. They finally called my number. G107632.
Here's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Monday. It's May 4th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Do you recognize this? On this date back in 1959, the very first Grammy Awards were held, and Henry Mancini won Album of the Year, the very first Album of the Year, for the soundtrack to Peter Gunn. This is it right here. That's the lead track from the first ever Album of the Year at the Grammys. On this date back in 1970, the National Guard opened fire at Kent State in Ohio and killed 4 people.
Tin soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own.
That, of course, is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Ohio. Hard to believe the Kent State Massacre was 56 years ago today. And that was the exact day that Will Arnett was born. He was born 56 years ago today. Today is his birthday.
Your paper experience is very interesting. Do you think you could use that experience to inform decisions here?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I actually have a 3-step plan that I believe could effectively double your profits.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Nice try.
That was Will Arnett talking to John Krasinski as Jim, of course, in The Office. And finally, today is the 4th day of the month of May. What day is this? It's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I always think that's really dumb. May 4th. The movie originally was released May 18th, 1977. May 18th should be Star Wars Day, not May 4th. It's like we're celebrating lisps or something. All right, have a great day today. There's your flashback freakout.